This morning, at a sort of pre-convention pep rally here in Chicago, the delegates from Michigan heard from a number of members of the Democratic leadership who paid them a visit at their hotel, among them Dick Gephardt, the House Minority Leader.
This election is for all the marbles. It's about who decides. It's about whose character, whose morals, whose compassion, whose leadership will lead this country in the next 4 years. We have to win this election. Failure is not an option. Thank you very much.
We caught up with Mr. Gephardt a little later in the day and asked him what he meant when he said this election was for all the marbles.
Since the Republicans have won the Congress, there's a chance that they could wind up at the end of this running the presidency and the Congress, running everything. That's all the marbles. I think we developed a excellent stewardship in 1993 and 1994. What I was trying to say to the delegates today was that real leadership is cutting the deficit from $320 billion to $117 billion, which is what we've done. And it wasn't easy, and we maybe lost Congress because of those votes. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of what we did. I'm proud of what the president did. And I think if people really look at that, they may give us another chance to lead again.
Do you think that playing for all the marbles makes it worth it to paper over the differences between you and the president, between the many of these delegates and the president?
I've never believed that in any party you're going to have absolute agreement. It simply doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in my own family. It doesn't exist in any organization. What I will say to you is that I think the party, the Democratic Party, is as unified today as it ever has been in my memory. That doesn't mean there aren't some minor disagreements on policy, like the welfare bill.
The welfare bill is one of the places where the president walked away from a lot of the Democrats in Congress. He did what you all were asking him not to do. He signed it.
At the end of the day, reasonable people could disagree on whether or not this final bill was as good as it needs to be. The president decided it was. I respect that judgment. Some of us thought that it had some bad problems. He agrees that it had bad problems, and he has now said we got to work together to solve the problems. It does us little good to look backward and to be carping at one another about should he have signed the bill or shouldn't he have signed the bill. He signed the bill. He made the judgment. Now we have to look forward, and how do we make it work? How do we fix the problems? That's what we're going to work on now.
But you guys, you and the Congress have come up with your own agenda, your family's first agenda. Those words have seldom, if ever, come out of his mouth. He talks about being on the right track and moving forward and basically saying what I'm doing is the right thing to be doing, moving away from the left toward the center, maybe toward the right. Do you agree with that? Are you all sort of declaring your independence from the president in this contest?
The president rightly believes that people in the country make a judgment on president independent from a judgment on Congress. They do not vote party line much anymore. They are independent. They make independent judgments. They don't need me to tell them who to vote for president. They don't need him to tell them who to vote for Congress. So he has to run on his record and what he wants to do, and he needs to articulate that. We need to run on what we want to do and what our record has been, and that's what we're trying to do. There's a happy agreement on most of what we're talking about. The Families First agenda comes from, primarily, proposals the president has made for the future in the last months. We have consulted with him very much on what this agenda says, because we know that if this is what we're going to do, it's got to be consistent with what he wants to do. But again, the important thing to note is that this party is as unified today as has ever been in my memory, and that, I think, is a significant fact.
What kind of a comparison is that in this party with all of it?
I think you've got to look at relativity. No party is going to think in one mind.
House Minority Leader Richard Gephardt of Missouri.